Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cegi today on this extended Labor Day weekend. A giant of a show this week. Unfortunately, we have bad news to announce because of the loss of my dear friend Bob Barker. We just had him on the show a couple of weeks back, and he meant a great deal to me. My first guest will be a repeat of one of the many interviews we did to Bob as a tribute to this great broadcaster and human being. Also on the show, Julia Louise Dreyfus from the Smothers Brothers, Tommy Smothers, singer Melissa Manchester, comedian Tom Dreesen, and then we're going to talk about volunteering and how to buy the right kind of insurance. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cegi today. We're going to pause for only a moment. When we come back, our tribute to one of the great broadcasters and fine humanitarians, the late Bob Barker.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're back with Ron Cegi today. I wish I didn't have to do this segment of the show because it's very sad to me. A few weeks back, we had on my dear friend Bob Barker on the show. He sounded great, but this past week, we lost Bob at the age of 99. His 100th birthday would have been this December. Bob had a huge influence on me getting into the broadcasting business. I first met him when I was 7 years old, watching him do Truth or Consequences at the El Capitan Theater. And over these many years, Bob and I have remained friends. He's been on the show several times. He was first class. And here is one of the last interviews that we did with legendary broadcaster Bob Barker. And over 19,000 guests that we've had on our show over way too many years, our next guest is one of my favorites. And I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and I actually just picked up the phone and called him because I always have such a good time talking to him. He is the best at what he does. Believe me when I tell you, what a broadcaster. And he's probably, and I think he knows this because I've told him before, responsible for what I'm doing right now. Joining us is legendary broadcaster, our friend, and I'm proud to say that, Mr. Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ron, and I'm doing even better after hearing that flowery introduction.
Well, I'm just so glad that you agreed to do this today because
it's been an awful long time to make up my mind.
That's right. That has
you
me a little
called, and I said, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I said, when do you want to do it? Bobby says, how about now? I said, hey, that's a good time as any. You know, I meant what I said, Bob, and I probably have told you this more times than you want to hear it, but when I was... And I really shouldn't say any
age. I never get tired of hearing the kind of thing you said.
Well, okay, but I was about 7 years old, and I had a trip out to California, and all I wanted to see was Tennessee Ernie Ford and Bob Barker. That was it, okay? And ironically, both of you were at the El Capitan at that time because you were doing Truth or Consequences, and he was doing an afternoon show, I think. And I went to see your show very early in the morning on the West Coast.
Right.
And even at that age, I was engrossed and taken in by how smooth, how much fun you look like having, and how professional you were. And I came home, and I told my parents, they asked, what do I want to do? And they expected to hear, you know, firemen, or hopefully my father wanted to hear a storm window salesman, because that's what he did. And I said, I want to be an announcer. I want to be a radio and television announcer like Bob Barker. And I got to be honest with you, that had a huge influence when I started at age 14. So I want to thank you, Bob.
Well, I'm proud to have had any part of it. Thank, Thank you.
And it's a long time since Donuts and Bob Barker and then Bob Barker and Donuts. Remember the sign?
Oh, yes. When I first started, when that show that I was doing there at the El Capitan was Truth or Consequences, as you say. And that was my first national show. And I had just started when we were there. And they, on the marquee, they said, what was it, fresh donuts or whatever?
Well, yeah, because it was early fresh. In the morning, yeah. It was early in the morning, and they wanted to get
it
people
said,
in.
Free donuts. And Bob Barker.
Yeah.
And after I'd been on the show for 2 weeks, and it was a sealed deal, they decided I was the man, then I insisted they change it to Bob Barker and free donuts.
I love that. I love that story. I really do. And the other thing that always amazed me, in fact, I tell this story to this very day. As a youngster, I would watch back east where I lived, and I couldn't understand how these people in the audience were always laughing at the beginning of the show. I thought to myself, what could possibly be so funny? And then I learned how just a few moments before the show actually aired that you did a shtick on stage. The one time that I was there, it was two sailors you picked from the audience.
And
right. You asked them, who gets dressed faster for a date, a man or a woman? And then you told them, whatever's in the suitcases, put on. And as soon as they start putting on women's clothing over their sailor outfits, you panned the audience, got the laughter, and that's how the pro did it.
That's it, the suitcase race.
Yes.
We used that for years.
Yeah, what a great idea. Bob, you started in radio, though. I think you told me that you impressed the manager of the radio station because you went in with your military uniform.
That's right. I had never been in a radio. I came back. I was a naval aviator.
Right.
And when I got back, I wanted to go ahead and finish college, but I was married by then and got married and I got my wings. And I wanted a job part-time, and I didn't know what I was going to try to find, where or when, how I was going to try to find a job. And I heard about the manager of a radio station who was crazy about airplanes, and it occurred to me that if he was crazy about airplanes, he might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him. So I put on my wings of gold. My uniform fit me then. I put on my wings of gold, and in I went, and he and I talked for about 45 minutes about airplanes, and I had my job.
Wow.
That's how I got started.
That's a great story.
I owe it all to the United States Navy.
Wow. And then you became a disc jockey there, right?
Oh, I did everything. It was a little station.
Yeah.
And in those days, in a little station, I did news, I did sports, I did have record shows, and eventually I did an audience participation show. I had never been in a school play. I had never been a debater. I'd never done anything in front of an audience.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And I was the announcer on duty, and I knew this show, this little show that we did right there in the studio, and I knew the show because it was on my shift. And one day the MC didn't show up. He was never ashamed to take a drink, and I think he had one too many. And he didn't show up, and the manager rushed in. He said, Bob, you have to get in there and do that show. Well, I knew the show because it had been on my shift, and I went running in there, and before I could become nervous, I was doing it.
Wow.
And it went really well. And when I got home, fortunately, my wife had heard the show, and she said, Barker, that's what you should do. You did that better than you've ever done anything else.
That's great.
And that's when we set out to get me a national show. That's how it started.
But she produced a little bit of the radio show after a while, didn't she? Didn't she help you out in that area?
Oh, yeah. She produced my shows, and she wrote the shows, and she was very much a part of it. When we came out here to California, she went right to work with me on the shows here, and I got a show very quickly, fortunately.
Wow.
And without her, I probably would have never done it.
Yeah. What a lady she was, too.
Yes, sir.
I know that for a fact. And your work over the years with animals is phenomenal. The last time we chatted, in fact, we were talking about you on the air a couple of weeks ago with some woman that was dealing in animals, and I was telling her of the story you once told me, and it just affected me about elephants and their memory and the fact that they're being, you know, they come to their demise just because people want to take the ivory from their trunks, and the great memory that they have even when another elephant passes. I've never forgot that story.
I don't remember the story you're talking about, but you had said, there are a lot of beautiful elephant stories.
Yeah, well, you had told me one time that there was an elephant that passed away, and the other elephants actually knew that. I mean, they almost sensed that there was a death in the family, and I don't know if I'm getting the story right, but the message certainly was very important, and that is, you know, they're a big animal, but they're a gentle animal, and they're in jeopardy of losing their existence.
Oh, they are. Those people out in Africa and various places where elephants flourish, they're killing them right and left and selling the ivory. It's terrible.
Yeah. Bob, do you miss being in front of the camera?
I loved what I did. I really did. And I don't miss it. No.
Really?
But I don't. I did it for years and years and years, and I never one day did I ever get up and think, oh, I don't want to go to the studio today.
Yeah.
I loved it. Sure. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The good Lord watched over me. He got me doing something for my entire lifetime, my adult lifetime, that I loved. I just have nothing but sympathy for some poor guy who gets up in the morning and thinks, oh, I don't want to go to work,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And, Bob, you're so smooth. I mean, you were absolutely the smoothest of anyone. I really mean that. I'm not saying that because you're on the show with me and I've known you for a long time. You really are.
Just give me a call. Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, this is the ultimate broadcaster.
Always a pleasure. It always is.
Thank you, Bob. That means a great deal to me, my friend.
All right.
Okay. Bob Barker. I'm going to miss you, Bob. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. And our next guest is a fixture on television. Her show is returning, actually, to HBO, Veep, after a couple-year hiatus. Joining us right now is Julia Louise Dreyfus. Hello, Julia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it seems like only yesterday when we were talking about the show, and I love the show.
Thank you. How nice of you to say. Yeah, well, I love doing it. It's an absolute gaff.
See, I feel like you've never really left, and I know you've heard this a million times, because I'm one of the Seinfeld junkies that watch all the reruns every day. I got like an hour and a half of you every day and still can't get enough. I want you to know.
Thank you. I know we're on a lot, aren't we?
Oh, boy, I tell you something. And they never get tired of it. You know, my wife says, you know, you could lip sync those episodes. And I said, you know, but I love them. You know, I can't get enough of it. You know? Now, the show is coming back. Is it retooled a little bit, Julia?
Only slightly. I mean, the premise of the show is the same, and the cast is the same. The difference this season is that we have a studio audience, which I am secretly or not so secretly delighted about, because it's hard to do comedy in a vacuum, and it's great to get the response, you know, from the studio audience.
Sure, sure.
So that's been very energizing. And the real-time aspect of the show, less pronounced. I mean, a couple of the shows are in real time, but you would never notice, and there's no clock. But essentially, I'm not sure that you're going to notice gigantic differences, except I would say also that the comedy is slightly heightened, and I believe that's by virtue of the fact that we have a studio audience, to tell you the truth.
You know, I was going to ask you if the clock was going to appear, because I think when I talked to you the last time, I mentioned that I liked the idea of the clock, but after I watched it a few times, the problem was I was watching the clock.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was... I agree with you. I think it was irritating.
Yeah, it reminds me when I watch, like, these news shows on cable, and they've got, you know, a guy talking, and then they got the news underneath it. I don't know whether to listen or read, you know?
I know. I find that very distracting.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you got a studio audience. I think that's going to be a great addition, because whenever I see comedy, like in a movie,
yeah,
I think to myself, how do they do this? How do they react when there's nobody reacting to what they should be reacting to, because there's nobody there but the cast?
I know. I think that's probably one of the reasons why it's really hard to do a good a comic movie,
yeah,
to tell you the truth. They're few and far between, but it's really great to get that response. I can't tell you how great it is, and I think that you'll be able to see it in the shows themselves. They're very, I would say they're even funnier.
I think it's a great idea. You know, when you talk about people who depend on response from the audience, an actor, you know, like a Harrison Ford, he's not used to going into a room having applause or laughter. But someone like yourself who's used to having someone laugh or clap, when you don't hear that, you don't know if you're dying.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, and if the crew laughs after they say cut, then you know you got something. But, you know, also I think from an energy point of view, I think it's really it elevates performance,
mm-hmm,
to be in front of an audience. And that was true not just for me, but I think for the whole cast. You'll see. The comedy is definitely highlighted this year. And I think that's important, because particularly nowadays, I think it's really, really good to get a good laugh in. It's good for the soul.
Now, is your boyfriend, he's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still there. And the relationship is sort of completely falling apart. So that's good. And, I mean, that's good comedically.
The fact that
there's a lot of comedy to be mined out of that scenario. The fact that it's not working out well for her, it's going to, I think, work out well comedically.
Well, that's good. That's all that matters, if it works comedically. Now, I want to know if my favorite, other than you,
Don Lake, have you ever in your life seen anybody as funny as Don Lake?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious. He is so great. And, yes, he's completely back. The very first show that we're playing is not in that one. He's in... He missed two of the shows this season, but that's it. And You know, he, by the way, is the executive producer of The Bonnie Hunt Show. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, he is the executive producer of that show. And it just so happens that The Bonnie Show is shot on Stage 6, and we're on Stage 5 on the same lot. So he was just running back and forth all the time. But he's the greatest guy in the universe.
You know, when you say that, I guess the reason why you can't imagine it, I am assuming that you're thinking the same thing because you said it, is the fact that when you see somebody in a very, very funny role, you can't picture them in an administrative role.
I know.
I'm a fan of the old Andy Griffith shows, and there was a screwball that used to live in the woods called Ernest T.
Yes.
And he was like the writer and director for like 15, 20 episodes, looked like a goof on television. So,
okay, that's all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, I think you learned something. This is a very educational show, Julia.
Isn't this something?
You know, you kind of thought you were going to be on a variety show today. This is really education.
I think I might get a degree.
This is Entertainment 101. I failed to mention that at the beginning. Is it tough, and I think you've been asked this probably a million times, but is it tough to, you've been more successful with this than anybody, to step out of those characters I remember on Seinfeld and do something different, because you're the only one that's really lasted longer than anybody as a spinoff, which I think is really proves your power in the business.
Well, I don't know that it's tough to step outside the characters. You know what's tough? It's tough to have success in show business.
Yeah, that's true.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really what we're talking about. And you're just lugging away at it. Keep going. And, you know, some things click and some things don't. The problem with success is then you want it all the time. And it's, you know, you can't always get it all the time. And, oh, my God, what a tough business this is.
No, it is a tough business. Mm-hmm. And especially when you do so well with a character or with a show. I don't know, for example, if Lucille Ball, and she did it, but I don't know if she did with a lot of credibility, did serious roles because everybody's used to seeing the class clown.
Right.
If someone came to you with something that was, I mean, really serious, like, you know, you played like a serial killer or something, would you do it and would you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, I mean, if the script was right, I guess I would. I mean, would people take me seriously as a serial killer? Yeah, maybe they would.
A funny serial killer.
Kills him with laughs.
With laughs. Good line, I like that. They die with a laughing side ache is what they do.
But, you know, the other thing, too, that I want to just point out is that having had the success of Seinfeld, you know what's nice about that, among many things, but one thing that's nice as I'm doing this show is that I think people are comfortable with sort of seeing me on television. And I think there's something to that. There's a comfort level there. They feel like they know me. And I think that that can work to my advantage with this show, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You're a friend. I mean,
yeah.
You appear to be everybody's friend, which is tough when you go into a restaurant because then everybody wants to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true.
But the fact of the matter is you come across
as a regular person. I mean that as a compliment.
I know. I'm very happy about it. Very happy about it.
Now, the big question is, and my producer wanted me to ask you this.
All right.
Are you going to do the famous dance on this? Is this a different situation where you got a little bit more rhythm?
I think she's got a little bit more rhythm.
Well, candidly, I don't think she could have any less rhythm, do you?
But I will tell you that she does have a tendency to make it of herself physically. So don't worry. The laughs will still come.
The laughs will be there.
Yeah. May you be correct, and thank you for all your kind words.
Thank you, Julia. It's always nice having you here.
Thank you.
Our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
A very talented and sweet lady. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News update. This morning, America strikes back, but there is a mixed response. The Pentagon finally launching strikes and at least 85 targets in Iraq and Syria in response to Iran-backed proxy forces using a drone a week ago to attack one of our bases, killing three U.S. soldiers and injuring dozens more. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, saying in a statement, unfortunately, the administration waited for a week and telegraphed to the world, including to Iran, the nature of our response. In other news, the president is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
The president plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday, where he will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys focusing on abortion rights. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom, and why do you keep telling me mom always liked you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
You always picked on me. You and mom, you and my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and
why
she never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best? Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best.
I could literally listen to those two guys forever and ever and ever. They are so funny, and they're such great people. A couple of weeks ago, we had Dick Smothers on the show, so we thought we'd get the other half of the team here. And a few years back, we did a remote broadcast from Harvey's over there in Lake Tahoe, and the Smothers brothers were playing across the street at another casino. We invited them over to do our radio show, and then they invited us over to watch their show on stage that evening. And I have to tell you something. We spoke about wine, and I learned far more about wine than I ever wanted to know. Our guest, 50% of the Smothers Brothers, Tommy Smothers. Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear your voice. I miss your face, though.
Well, I want to tell you something. We had a good time. You were so gracious to come across the street and do the show with us and then have us over to see your show, and we had a terrific time. We were at Judy Tenuta that night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a terrific time, and I want to tell you, Yo-Yo Man is the hit. Love it. Love the Yo-Yo Man.
Did you like the rest? Did you like the rest of the show?
Oh, no, I just stayed for the Yo-Yo Man part. No, I love the rest of the show. Of course I did.
It's kind of funny, Ron, because we do an hour show or whatever is required, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and we do a lot of stuff in the first show with our piano player and our band and stuff, and we close the show with the Yo-Yo Man. It's not me. The Yo-Yo Man's another guy.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
But whenever the show's over, everybody says, gosh, that Yo-Yo Man was really great. I said, what about the rest of the show?
I had my two sons with me, and of course, you know, they have grown up on the Smothers Brothers because, you know, I'm always talking about clips and stuff and so on and so forth. And they walked away saying the Yo-Yo Man is like the hit.
Huh?
I mean, and you want to know something, you're really good at the thing. I mean, you'd be in a circus or something, you know?
Well, you know, if there was other good yo-yo players around, I wouldn't look so good. See, I'm about a 9 handicap on the yo-yo, but since not many people do it and I do it to the music, and I have a brother doing it, makes me look a lot better than I am. I'm a little better on the yo-yo than I am at golf.
But you see, the whole thing, and I'm sure you've come to this conclusion, is that appearance is 100% of what goes on here, because you come out looking the appearance with the suspenders. It's the whole look. I mean, it's the whole picture. It's the complete package, as they say in the business.
Dick is the voice of yo. He's kind of like Vince Scully. He's one of those announcers, and he announces the yo-yo tricks as they come up. But if I miss him, he says, oh, boy, the yo-yo man, he's out of his groove. Come on. And so the yo-yo man does not speak. That's his magic part. The yo-yo man only speaks with his yo-yo.
But is it true that you can sink a putt with the yo-yo?
Well, I just played in a golf tournament a couple of weeks ago in Fort Pierce, Florida. Sam Snead, the grand champions, all the oldest guys, really great. And I got up and did about 15 minutes. And during that tournament of 2 days, I tried about 7 times, and it did not work.
It didn't work.
They had a 500 chance that the yo-yo's gone in twice, and each time it's gone in huge crowds, like a hole-in-one. People go crazy when it really goes in the hole. It's very difficult to get into the hole.
You know, you talk about the length of time that you're up on stage, and, you know, I guess the real sign of being entertained, Tom, is when it goes by so quickly. I mean, we sat there and watched you and my family and Judy's fiance, and when it was all over, we said, we want more. It went by so fast because, I mean, you know, there are traditional bits, there are new bits, and you just never, ever grow old of that great comedy routine that you and your brother have absolutely perfected.
Well, you know something, Ron, I guess we are one of the last comedy teams, and in the early days, you know, from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s, comedy teams were common. And the only time you see a comedy team now, and if it's fabricated for television.
Right.
So we're the last working comedy team. We're kind of throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult. I guess why most people don't work in a comedy team. It's like it's like a marriage. You're working, it's very difficult. You got to be very attentive to each other's timing, and timing is our strength because our material is kind of, no one goes around copying us, you know, stealing our material except by saying, mom always liked you best. It's probably the only quote that people quote us on.
You know, you talk about the fact that it's like a marriage. I think it's really stronger than a marriage because in a marriage, think about it, Tom, if you got in a fight in a marriage, there are ways to make up. In a comedy team, you don't use the same
find ways to make up, you know?
Well, as a matter of fact, Dick and I are so opposite, and he's such a great straight man. He's in the tradition of, I always say, a cross between Bud Abbott, who was just absolutely had no redeeming qualities. He just beat up on Lou Costello all the time. And a cross between Bud Abbott and Dean Martin, because he does laugh a little bit, and he sings, but he's a great straight man.
See, but I think the thing, too, that you guys have more than any other of the comedy teams throughout American history is the fact that you have two edges to the sword. I mean, you're funny, and then when you go into something musical, and I'm a musician.
I really appreciate what you guys do musically.
If you did one entire set just comedy, or one entire set just music, I mean, it would work either way.
It works either way, but I can't remember a whole song. And you know, I was talking about getting along with a brother. We are opposites, absolutely, in everything. His choice of friends and how he lives and our attitudes. He's a pragmatist. He likes things all put in nice order, and I'm kind of more emotional and loose. And my mother said one time, she said, if I put you both in a Cuisinart, I'd have one perfect son. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you guys are both flawed. I'm working on it all the time, believe me. We go through little sessions with a counselor we did last year just to make sure, because it's hard work working with your brother, and especially when you're different. And that's why it's so easy for us on stage, because we don't have to fake different attitudes. Our attitudes are really what you see.
Now, Tom, I know for a while that you weren't working together, but do you, when you're on the road, and you've been on the road so much in the last few years, do you spend offstage hours with each other, or to keep it fresh, you just kind of go your separate ways? Because I know when you were at Tahoe, when we were there, I think Dickie flew in and you drove up or something.
Well, I drove up with my family.
Oh,
I brought my little daughter and my son with me.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And I live in Sonoma at the Sonoma Valley, which is only about a 2.5-hour drive, 3-hour drive up there, so it was an easy drive. And Dickie lives down in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hang out a lot together. We get plenty of each other on the road.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep it fresh, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I don't hang out with my wife that often. We try and keep it fresh. You know, we're just going to miss you because we're going to be in Vegas the middle part of the month. You're going to be in Las Vegas.
At the Orleans in Las Vegas. We're starting to work. We're working about 4 weeks a year now.
Do you really?
So it's kind of nice to get back into Vegas because Vegas has changed a lot, and they do mostly production shows for the big rooms. And now the Orleans is the only room. They got the Righteous Brothers and Pointer Sisters and Smothers Brothers, and they're booking like old Vegas now.
Branscombe Richmond is playing there now, because I just happened to get something across my desk this morning about that, who has a band. Do you know who Branscombe is? He played on the television show, syndicated television show, A Renegade.
Oh, yeah.
And American Indian. And he's a nice guy, and he's playing there now. Tom, have you ever played in Branson?
Yes, I played for Jim Stafford. Went down and subbed for Jim Stafford for a week, and then we also played a couple of times at Bull down there, and that's a pretty hot little place.
It's a great little place, and we broadcast from there every year, and you know, those audiences are so enthusiastic, Tom, that they got to be just a kick to play to, because they're there to be entertained. They have a quest on their mind when they walk into that venue.
I didn't know if you noticed what a great piano player we have
working
with us. Michael Preddy, we call him the authorized piano player, and he's been with us about 17 years, and he is a humdinger, and it's like, for me being a comic, I get to look over my left shoulder at my brother when I get disapproval, and then I turn around over my right shoulder, there's a piano player giving me the evil eye. So I got, for a comic, that's magic to have two guys to be beat up by.
Now, when you're on the road, is he the only musician other than Dick and yourself that go out there?
No, we carry up the piano player, Michael Preddy, and Marty Tryon, our bass player, and a drummer.
Oh, do you really?
So we want the music to be real solid, and although in the early days, the first 15 years, Dickie and I worked just our guitar and bass by ourselves, but it helps a lot, and Michael Preddy calls the lights, and our bass player is our audio man. He sits up and makes sure that everything's EQ'd and all the balances are right, so it takes a lot of pressure off Dickie and I, and we're enjoying performing now.
Tom, we're going to pause for a second. When we come back, can we talk about wine?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Tommy Smothers from the Smothers Brothers. We had his brother Dick on the show, and we also wanted to have Tom on because we didn't want to slight him in no way, because you know what that means. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
What did it sound like? It sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you're saying naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignore it. I don't don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it. I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. A lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it, or did you not? I'm not sure.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back with Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Staying with us for another segment is 50% of one of the funniest and talented duos, Smothers Brothers, my buddy Tommy Smothers. Tom, when you're on the road, I mean, people got to recognize you right away. How do you handle that?
You know, the funny thing, Ron, is sometimes I'm on a plane and someone will come up or I'm in the airport and say, gosh, I love you guys. It's what great memories I have of the Smothers Brothers. Boy, and I said, what are you doing in town? I said, well, we're performing. He said, oh, with your brother? I said, but yes, of course with my brother. And one person said, I forgot your brother. What's your brother's name? And I said, Dick. And they said, no, I mean his last name.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking. But they do get our names mixed up. Someone will see me and they'll call me Dick invariably. And if they see Dick by himself, they'll call him Tom.
Yeah.
If they see us together, they know which ones we are, the dumb one and the smart one.
The dumb one and the smart. How did that come about? I mean, at one point, someone had to say, one of you got to be the dumb one and one of you got to be the smart one. Who made
that premeditated. Being the first child, I was firstborn. Generally, the first children have a lot more pressure put on by the parents than them, and they really become, they're either kind of quirky and kind of weird, or they're really, very high achievers. And I, as a young kid, I'm dyslexic, and I had trouble in school, and I became funny very early, and I embraced the kind of the stupid side of this, the slow-thinking side, and became a character, and I'd study little kids, and I'd catch their nuances and stuff, but the character now is much more developed. I didn't stay like Jerry Lewis in one kind of form. I'm an older guy with a little child in me now.
Do you ever look at television today and think to yourself, you know, what was CBS all bent out of shape about back in the late 60s, early 70s? Because, you know, what's on TV today compared to what they were getting upset about, what you guys were doing? I mean, you're on the cutting edge, but it was really very minute as far as what's going on today. I mean, did you ever look at that and say, we were so far ahead of our time, why didn't they just leave us alone? And
there's a couple of thoughts there, Ron. And a lot of people said that you're ahead of your time, and I always say, no, we were on time. Because if we'd have been ahead of our time, we would never have been fired. And we don't, Dick and I have our family show. We've never worked dirty or using four-letter words because we didn't need to.
Do you ever watch the daytime soap operas? I mean, that's really some action that you wouldn't never believe would be on television.
Well, we never were involved in that stuff anyway. We were involved in criticizing our war in Vietnam,
yeah,
and voter registration and stuff. But what they get away with on cable, on different comedy shows, they're saying, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. Tom, you and I chatted about this when we were together up in Tahoe, and that is, of course, your winery. And I was, of course, being highly criticized because I'm the guy that goes to these wine tasting deals and put ice in their wine.
You told me that.
Geez, you know, I don't know what it is. And everybody gets mad at me. Well, I like it cold, you know. But you guys have really excelled in this area, haven't you?
This is our this is our 20th year making wine. The Smothers Brothers wine is called Remick Ridge, named after my grandfather, R-E-M-I-C-K. And my brother started the winery in 1977 in it was one of the first the new wineries in Santa Cruz, and we moved it up to Sonoma Valley, and we started from scratch. We didn't buy a winery. We ripped the land, took some trees out, we planted it, we put up the drip system and built the dams and started right from scratch. And it's a 15 acres of Cabernet, 15 acres of Chardonnay, and a small 3.5 acres of Merlot, which I call Marcy's Vineyard, which is my wife's name. I named it after her, and of course my little girl Riley Rose. We're going to name one of the little vineyards the Riley Rose Vineyard, and Bo Thomas.
Geez, you know, that's outstanding. Now, when you do this, how long do you have to let these grapes really age?
Well, number one,
I just drink the stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to make it.
Well, I'm not a winemaker. I'm a farmer.
Oh.
We have a winemaker, but the vines are always dormant during the winters that are real rainy up there in California, Northern California. Doesn't hurt the vines unless you lose the land.
Yeah.
But the vines are dormant, and about 3 years after you plant them using drip system, you're getting a crop. By the fourth year, you're getting darn near a full crop, and by the sixth year, you're in full swing. And then you generally harvest the grapes around October, September, October, depending on the weather, and around 22 to 24 grips of sugar, which is approximately what you're supposed to have, and acid should be around 3-something, and then you crush them. And ours is all 100% unfiltered, unfined, and we only make about 2,000 cases, so it's not all around. It's very hard to find.
Yeah.
Put it in oak, French oak, and the reds stay in there for sometimes 2 years.
You don't do that thing like Lucy did with that big vat where you just walk around and squirt.
Well, I've done that with some friends' wines, at little petite wineries who actually did the crushing with their feet.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's neat. That really is. Tom, how's the golf game doing?
Well, my God, I tell you, when I was playing pretty good golf, I got down to about a 12 handicap and was playing pretty well. And then we had our little girl, and that this past year and a half, 2 years, both Marcy and I, who she loves golf too, have not had a chance to play. So my golf game is really in bad shape.
Well, I thought for sure that when you came down to Florida, you'd come over to Bay Hill, because I think you told me you had a friend up in Winter Park.
Yeah, I played Bay Hill before.
Yeah. If you had a chance to be on stage, to be on the golf course, or be at the winery, what would you do?
Well, I have three favorite things. One thing that makes, first off, being with my family is number one importance, but very close to that, I think some of the best times of my life is being on stage. I love it. I hate the travel. I hate the rehearsals, getting up there and the sound checks. But on stage, everything clears, and I really enjoy that.
And you were explaining to me how Tahoe looked, you know, back, you know, several years ago, how much it changed. 40 years of doing it, and you still have the twinkle in your eye and the excitement and the enthusiasm of not disappointing any of the audiences and being up to par and having fun, and that's amazing to me.
Well, we enjoy it. We do a lot of improvisational. We can switch it around. It's kind of like musicians, a jazz musician can do chord inversions. Dick and I'll switch lines, and we just look at each other. We know our timing is there. And we've decided, we just finished a 5-year plan that we were going to wrap it up or take a look at it again to see if we're having fun. And if we're having fun and people are coming out to see us, we're going to continue doing it. So now we have a 2-year plan. Then we're going to take another look at it. But the funny thing about comics, they just don't all of a sudden disappear. They work until their 90s.
That's right. Absolutely.
There's something great about it. Maybe Dickie and I will slow down and work a lot less because I want to spend time with the kids. But as long as there's people interested and we're having a good time on stage, we'll continue doing it.
Tom, don't retire, please. As a favor to all of us, as always, it is so nice talking with you, and we will see you in Melbourne.
Okay, Ron, it's nice talking to you again. Are you wearing a red coat tonight?
Yeah, I'll be wearing a red coat on Saturday night.
There's no way missing you.
Old Captain Kangaroo joins the crowd.
Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Tommy.
Okay.
That's pretty funny. What Tommy is referring to is that every time I see him of late, I have a red jacket on, so he's always writing me about that. You know, we always hear all the great bits that the Smothers Brothers do, but they also are great singers, like this classic that they do during their show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this extended Labor Day weekend. I want to thank you for joining us this first hour, and I hope you enjoyed our tribute to the great Bob Barker, a friend of mine for so many years, a real loss not only to the general public as a broadcaster, but as a great humanitarian. I also want to thank Julia Louise Dreyfus and Tommy Smothers. Next hour, singer Melissa Manchester will be joining us, comedian Tommy Dreesen, and also we're going to be talking about AmeriCorps and how to really get involved with volunteering and also some insurance issues that might be of benefit and knowledge to you. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.